Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for Ag Daily. Today is Monday, November 27th. It's about 12:45 here in Chicago. Corn's down 2 3/4. Beans are up 1 3/4. Wheat's down 6, making new contract lows and perhaps a new low close here. The trade is looking ahead to see. We've got the Thanksgiving holiday in back of us. What's going to happen here with the funds? We'll see the commitment of trader supports tonight. They got to be short 225,000-230,000 contracts of corn. I think it's way too much. They're short 120, maybe 125,000 wheat. Again, I think it's too much. But they're getting away with it for the time being because there's nothing particularly bullish out here. The weather in Argentina looks like it's getting a little bit drier. They've had some freezes in Australia trimming their crop again. But none of that seems to matter when we've got these big supplies of grain around the world. The dollar's been a little bit softer here in the last week. That could help a little bit. Crude oil's been strong. We're down almost a dollar here today. But we made two-year highs here just on Friday. So the crude oil could be supporting the grains, but it hasn't done anything for the bean oil. The bean oil is down 48 ticks today. The January meal has been very strong here. It's got the potential, if we close over 332, to make a new high close. The meal's certainly been the leader in the bean complex. But really looking forward to the week. We're going to get the crop ratings tonight. I think it's the last rating of the year. I would think wheat will be just a little bit lower again. Corn should be virtually harvested as the beans. The corn will still be a little bit behind, but not bad. Excuse me. And we'll get the commitment of traders reports tonight. But really, I think the trade's going to focus on South American weather and whether or not the funds want to cover these short positions. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. Have a good week.